Jesse Sibalski, are you a graphic designer by trade?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And your design was the one selected by the Iroquois Falls Storm for as the
Yes.
logo. Tell me about it. I'm looking at it here. What do the different elements of it mean?
Well, I wanted to sort of pay tribute to the old logo that we had. We've got a rich history here in Urquhart Falls when it comes to hockey. So I pulled forth the eyes from the old logo
The Huskies
to
logo.
try and bring that the one element just as a tribute back to the history of old. And then the new name is Storm. So if you look at a lot of ideas other people have used for the Storm, there's always a Twister. So I wanted to stay away from that because I have never seen a Twister up here in my entire life. So I kind of wanted to go for like the cloud. So the whole silhouette is a cloud. And then I kind of envisioned a warrior standing in the midst of a screaming cloud or a screaming storm. So if you look, you can see, and you have to be a little creative with this, but there's a bunch of little faces that kind of make up like a screaming storm with, like a warrior or a hockey player in the middle of it, standing his ground. So that's kind of the inspiration for the logo.
Now that you've explained it to me, I can see all that. Okay, so this is going to obviously appear on jerseys and advertising and everything else.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited for my kids to be able to see it and say, "Hey, Dad did
Yeah, for
that."
sure. For sure. Are you a big supporter of the storm coming to the falls?
I was part of the Booster Igloo Club. I was helping them before the pandemic. I'd done the logo as well for that free of charge. This as well as also being free of charge as well, just to get something. I wanted to have my name attached to the logo. Like I said, it's kind of a little bit of a prestigious thing to get selected. I heard that he had looked at over 100 logos, so that the competition was fierce. And if we can see the competition like that on the ice next year, that'll be great to see that carry on. We're very excited here to have the talent, the team back in Urquhart Falls. I'm also part of the Urquhart Falls events committee, which was had a big part in bringing the game here for our winter carnival, where we had over 1,000 people in attendance. So it's good to see it all come together and to be able to help the process along.
All right, anything you want to add to any of this?
I'd just like to thank TJ McDonald and all the other volunteers. He's the one who let me know that they were looking for logos, and he had gone around and asked a few designers and said, "Hey, let's get a competition going and try and get these guys a really good logo." So I just lucked out, and they liked my style, and I just want to thank all the other designers who did great work and made it a great competition that I'm very happy to have won on.